two plate appearances today. Drew a seven pitch walk back in the second. Ended that third inning against Brust with a fly out to the right fielder, Travis Strickler. First pitch to Casso, slider right down the chute for a called strike. We look across the Northwoods League. Some Northwoods League softball going final at Copeland Park in La Crosse. The Steam defeating the Habaneros 8-3. A one slider missing up in the zone to even the count at 1-1 on the Rafter designated hitter. Mankato now 31 wins and 11 losses on the season, dominating in the softball realm. La Crosse at 17-24. 1-1 pitch, tap back to the mound. The plate for one out, and the throw to first is in time. It's a 1-2-3 double play. 5-Ash to second, Gaz to third. Tommy Gilbranson will climb into the right-handed batter's box. Oh for 2 in the ballgame is Gilbranson, an inning-ending 5-4 fielder's choice back in the second. Led off the fourth inning with a ground out to the shortstop, Drew Berrigan. First pitch to Gilbranson. Slider in the outside corner, check swing. No swing, says Dylan Collins, the first base umpire on the appeal. Count begins 1-0. Top of the order on deck for Wisconsin Rapids with Aiden Teal. 1-0, runs up and hits him. So the bases are loaded once again. Big spot here for Aiden Teal to drive in the potential go-ahead run for the Rafters. Time called prior to the first delivery on Teal. So Teal actually recorded a base hit last inning. He reached his second on the throwing error. So he's 1-for-3 in the ballgame. So a ground out to second back in the first, popped out to short in the third. 5-4 Dock Spiders, two outs, bases loaded. The top of the fifth inning. First pitch breaking ball from Brust, misses upstairs for ball one. Have to imagine sooner rather than later, get another arm out there for Fondi. Just been one pitcher for Wisconsin Rapids, that being Noah Willingham. It's the 1-0 offering from Brust, misses away for ball two. Fondi brings 3-4-5 to the plate for the second time in the span of three innings, the home half of this fifth inning. 2-0 pitch, fastball missing low and inside for ball three. Nowhere to put Teal, the tying run on third base, that being Landon Gaz. Gaz on third, 5-Ash on second, Gilbranson on first, the 3-0. Fastball grooved right in there for a called strike. It's go time now for Aiden Teal. Noah Willingham in his four innings, he's thrown 62 pitches. It's the 3-1. Breaking ball rolled right back to the mound. Brust has it and throws to first in time to retire the side. Rafters send seven to the plate, score once. But leave the bases loaded. Fond du Lac still has the lead at 5-4 as we head to the home half of the fifth inning. Right here from Harry Baker Field on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Don't drag yourself out in the cold to make your family a healthy breakfast. Recover and call El Cafe and order a family-style breakfast to go. Scrambled eggs, ham, bacon, or sausage. Toaster pancakes with hash browns, and all of this is $8 a person. Call El Cafe at 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
It's Travis Strickler, the right fielder, leading off the bottom of the fifth inning from Hare Baker Field on WFHR. Dock Spiders 5, Raptors 4 for Thursday night baseball on locally grown radio. First pitch from Raptor right-hander Noah Willingham. This is low in the dirt for ball one. Andy Ockham returning to here for the final road game of the Raptors 2024 summer. No playoffs, unfortunately, for Wisconsin Rapids this season. Back-to-back years without postseason baseball. The 1-0 to Strickler misses outside for ball two. 0-for-1 in the ballgame as Strickler in two plate appearances. Drew a 5-pitch walk and scored back in the first. Flew out to right field to lead off the third inning. The 2-0. Fastball missing away for ball three. Willingham in his fifth inning of work. Second appearance as a Raptor, and with this being his final of the season, Wisconsin Rapids letting him go a little bit more in terms of distance here in this ballgame. It's the 3-0 fastball misses upstairs for ball four. Strickler, his second walk drawn to the ballgame, will bring up the designated hitter, Aiden Jolly. Jolly 0-for-2 in the ballgame, an infield fly back in the first, grounded out to the third baseman Jorge Degatti back in inning three. Willingham set, first pitch home. Fastball missing inside for ball one. That's why the Northwoods League is so awesome. You get a Division III starter tonight on the Fond du Lac side and an NAIA starter for Wisconsin Rapids. 1-0, foul tip. Right off Cashel Duggar, count evens at 1-1. Make sure the Raptor catcher is all right. Shaken up just a bit, but he gets back to his squat behind home plate for the next delivery here from the Steele, Missouri native, Noah Willingham. Get to where my Raptors quarters appear tonight. It's a little bit chilly outside of the visiting media space here at Hare Baker Field, but still a great night for baseball. The 1-1 fastball misses upstairs. Back pick throw down to first from Duggar is not in time. It's the first baseman on deck for Fond du Lac, Caden Shapiro. Willingham peers in, down the count at 2-2. His next offering is a fastball that swung on and missed for strike two. 4 runs on 5 hits and an error for Wisconsin Rapids. 5 runs, 7 hits, and an error for Fond du Lac. Not much of a leadoff first base for Travis Strickler, being held on by Landon Gatz. 2-2 fastball, pop straight back. And just to the right of our setup here on WFHR, another 2-2 coming here in this battle. Two balls, two strikes, a runner on first with nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Willingham set and deals. Breaking ball in the air to center. Sends Aiden Teal back and out in the right center gap to his left to make the catch. First out of the inning, it'll bring up Caden Shapiro.
Here now, first baseman Caden Shapiro.
Pyro 1-for-2 in the ball game, an RBI double, and scored back in the first. Grounded out 3 unassisted back in the third. Shapiro, 194 hitter in his last 10. Coming in tonight, it was 0-for-10 in his last 5. The first pitch to him rolled over on the right side. Weakly tap, but it gets through the hole for a base hit. It's a multi-hit game for Caden Shapiro. Going first to third is Travis Strickler. They're on the corners with one out here in the fifth inning.
Okay, now the catcher.
Talk about a multi-hit game. Tyler Stack brings that into the right-handed batter's box right now. RBI single for Stack back in the first. Led off the previous inning with a base knock and later scored. For Stack this season, prior to tonight, 23 games and 87 at-bats against the right-handers. He's a 230 hitter. First pitch fastball deposited in the air to deep left. Walker Buchanan out in front of the warning track makes the catch. Tagging from third and scoring is Travis Strickler. It is a sacrifice fly for Tyler Stack. He's driven in 2 here in the ballgame tonight. Make it 6-4 Fond du Lac. Two down with a runner on first, and the batter is Gus Walker. Walker 0-for-2 with a run driven in for the ball game. Willingham set, first pitch. Fastball missing low and outside for ball one. RBI ground out to Rafter, second baseman Dalton Fiveash back in the first. Popped out to Jorge Degatti over at third base back in the fourth inning. Willingham set the 1-0. Another heater that misses away for ball two. Rats get the 2-3-4 spots. We get to the top of inning 6. Jorge Degatti, Orlando Lordoy, and Walker Buchanan. The 2-0 fouled straight back from the left-handed hitting Walker. Count now 2 balls and a strike. Willingham down to the count. See if he goes back to the fastball here on the 2-1. He does, and it misses up and away. Not sure how much longer the leash is going to be on the right-hander, but when you look at what Rafter pitchers are available to throw today, it's pretty thin out in the stable. Seth Creasy threw 22 tosses yesterday, and you'd like to think he'll be saved for the weekend series against Green Bay. Could a Crumbly is a possibility. No Kelly Crumpton. Tristan Krusenberry is starting on Saturday as the 3-1. Hit in the air, shallow left. Trotting out as the shortstop, Will Branson to make the catch and retire the side. Another run added here in the bottom of the fifth for Fond du Lac. They lead it 6-4 through 5. Here from Hare Baker Field on your home for After Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents, kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Jorge Degatti leading off the top of inning six from Harrah Baker Field. First pitch swinging out of the hand of Brandon Brust on the ground to third. Taking care of that one and throwing to first in time is Colton Angel. One pitch, one out here in the sixth frame. And Yacham returning to you here on locally grown radio. It is 6-4 Dock Spiders, six runs on eight hits and two errors for Fondi. Four runs on five hits and an error for Wisconsin Rapids. Orlando Lordoy in the ball game has reached in two of his three plate appearances. Russ set the first pitch. Fastball missing outside for ball one. Last time up, Lordoy ended the fourth inning with a flyout to the right fielder Travis Strickler. Lordoy reaching on a four-pitch walk and scored back in the third. Was aboard on a catcher's interference call back in the first inning. Lordoy, a second-year Raptor, played two dozen games in Wisconsin Rapids last summer, and thus far since joining the team post-All-Star break, has one homer that came back at Wausau Tuesday, July 30th. Runs in the ball game, four for Fond du Lac out of the gate in the bottom of the first. The Dock Spiders adding a run in each of the last two innings. Wisconsin Rapids beginning their scoring with three in the third and added one in the fifth. The 1-0 pitch misses up and away on a fastball for ball two. Lordoy's been ahead in all four of his counts now today. See if he can take advantage here. Brust goes breaking ball and it misses low and inside. On the left-handed hitting, Panama City right fielder, count now 3-0. As the next delivery, this is off the plate for ball four. Lordoy, frustrated. He didn't get anything to hit there. It's his second walk drawn to the ballgame and his third time on the bases. Another day, another multi-hit game for Walker Buchanan, who climbs into the right-handed batter's box for Wisconsin Rapids right now. Three straight games with two or more hits and four of his last five, two or more hits. Single scored as the leadoff batter last inning had a two-run triple back in the third. First pitch off speed to him, misses down in front of the plate for ball one. 6:35 start here tonight at Harrah Baker Field, nearing the two-hour mark of this ball game. For Wisconsin Rapids, only one more bus ride back for the entire summer. On a off-speed, misses high. It's just crazy how fast time goes. You really boil down the schedule. It ended up being 35 home games and 35 road games. It was supposed to be 36 at home and 34 away due to having Minnesota on the schedule this year. As the 2-0 pitch runs inside and hits Buchanan. He's on the bases for the third time today. Two aboard with one down for Cashel Duggar. Fortunately, losing a home game to Lakeshore due to weather the middle of July, that one being made up right out of the All-Star break, part of those back-to-back doubleheaders on Thursday and Friday, the 25th and 26th. Cashel Duggar hasn't even recorded an official at-bat in the ballgame yet. Drew a four-pitch walk in the second, hit by a pitch in the third. Last time up an inning ago, drew a five-pitch walk. The first pitch from Brust goes off-speed and it catches the outer third for a called strike. After Duggar, it's Landon Gaz, then Dalton Fiveash. Buchanan, a leadoff first, not being held on by Shapiro. Same to be said for Lordoy off the second base back. A one fastball, line foul down the third base side. Looking at all the places we've gotten to go to, obviously in division, Madison, Wausau, here at Fond du Lac, Lakeshore in Green Bay. Out of this subdivision, getting to go out to Michigan, Battle Creek in Kalamazoo. Had my good friend Cullen Kapoor join us for that four-game trip in the middle of July. Able to make it a two-man booth for those four games. The 0-2 to Duggar misses low and outside. Out in the Great Plains, getting to play a couple of games at Copeland Park in La Crosse. Within the first couple of weeks in the season, and then the day before the All-Star break on Sunday, July 21st, the Rafters won both games there, and they won both games against La Crosse at home this season. 4-0 against the first half division champions out of the Great Plains East. The 1-2 to Duggar, a fastball missing up and away to even the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. I've always said baseball is a game that has taken me many places in life. Those who know my story, played a couple of years at the Division III level before transferring out and focusing more on what I'm doing right now, talking to all of you. The 2-2 curveball misses down at Cashel's back foot, back pick down to second to give a look to Lordoy is not in time. Through all of that, it's crazy what it's done. I coached summer baseball 2 years ago, got to do great things with that. And what I've learned, too, is baseball in general is such a small world. The amount of connections I've been able to make with some of the guys on this team is the 3-2 breaking ball to Duggar misses up and away for ball four. Bases are full of Rafters with one out here in the top of inning six, a potential turning point in this game for the first baseman, Landon Gaz. Whether it's guys that have played on this team that are just like me from the Chicagoland suburbs or guys that go to certain schools where I might know someone that I've played with that are there, or, oh, you played summer ball there last year. I know so-and-so who also played summer ball there last year. The first pitch off-speed delivery to Gaz misses low and outside. Gaz in the ball game, 1-for-2, 3 plate appearances, was hit by a pitch last inning, had an RBI single to make it a 4-3 ball game in favor of Fond du Lac back in the third. The 1-0 fastball, hit on the ground over to second. Trying to turn 2-4-6-3. Howard to Berrigan to Shapiro to retire the side. The Rafters have the bases loaded with one out. They can't push anything across. We head to the home half. It is 6-4 Dock Spiders right here on your home for Rafter Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today, you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
New pitcher into the ballgame for Wisconsin Rapids. That is the right-hander from Hillsdale College, number 32, Josh Novak. Rafters Rockers returning to here at Hare Baker Field, 6-4 Fond du Lac. bottom of inning six. Colton Angel leading things off for the host as the first pitch from the Raptor right-hander is in there for a called strike. Line completed for Noah Willingham tonight. The Raptor starter going five innings, allowing eight hits, six earned runs, walking three and striking out one on 79 pitches. Andy Ockham returning to here as always on the road and at home for locally grown radio. One delivery from Novak. This is low and outside to even the count. 8-9-1, Angel Howard and not in this inning for Fondi. It's the 1-1. Fastball on the inside corner is called a strike. Novak making his sixth appearance of the season. His first five outings, a 1-0 record and seven innings pitched, an ERA of a 1.29 and a 1.57 whip. Novak allowing his first earned run in his last appearance at home as the 1-2 slider swung on and missed. That one diving away from the plate. One up, one down for Josh here in the bottom of inning number six. Last worked an inning in that 8-4 shortened ball game Monday night against the Mud Puppies. Allowed a hit and earned run, walked three and struck out one, faced seven hitters, and threw 35 pitches. Drew Howard, 1-for-2 in the ballgame, his last time up, an RBI single in the fourth. Novak set the first pitch home. Fastball missing low and away for ball one. Four runs, five hits, and an error for Wisconsin Rapids. Six runs, eight hits, and an error for Fond du Lac. Novak, first time facing the Dock Spiders this summer. 1-0 fastball driven high in the air, deep to left field. Buchanan back out in front of the warning track to make the catch. Two up, two down, back to the top of the Fondi lineup card here for the center fielder, Preston Knott. Knott's aboard twice in this ballgame in his three plate appearances. Doubled and scored in the first. And his last time up drew a four-pitch walk in the fourth. First pitch from Novak. Fastball missing low for ball one. Four in the first, one in the fourth, one in the fifth for Fondi. Three in the third and one in the fifth for Wisconsin Rapids. Had the bases loaded with one out. The top of this inning is a 1-0 fastball is in there for a called strike. It's an inning-ending 4-6-3 double play off the bat of Raptor first baseman Landon Gaz that got Brandon Brust out of the jam on the hill for Fondi. The 1-1. This is low and outside for ball two. 82 on that breaking ball there from Josh Novak. Back goes back to the fastball on the 2-1, and he nets the call on the outer edge. It is now 2-2 on Knott. Wisconsin Rapids will send 7-8-9 to the plate when we get to the top of the seventh. Dalton Fiveash, Gabe Casso, and Tommy Gulbranson. It's a 2-2 pitch coming here. Rolled over on the ground to the right side. There's the second baseman, Dalton Fiveash, playing the funky hop and throwing it to first in time. 1-2-3, bottom of inning six for Josh Novak out of the Raptor bullpen. We are two-thirds of the way home here at Hare Baker Field. It is the Dock Spiders 6 and the Raptors 4 right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top seven here in Fond du Lac. It is the Dock Spiders 6 and the Rafters 4 on WFHR. New pitcher into the ballgame for Fondy. That is the southpaw number 31, Ethan Wickman. Wickman from the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater, Spring Green, Wisconsin native. A freshman arm. We're Douglas Coe's Dock Spiders. First pitch to Dalton Fiveash, misses high for ball one. 7-8-9 for the Rafters this inning. Four runs, five hits, and an error for Wisconsin Rapids. Six runs on eight hits and two errors for the Dock Spiders. 1-0 pitch, misses low and inside for ball two. Andy Ockham back here on Locally Grown Radio. We're in our final three games of this 2024 summer. The 2-0. Fastball right in there to Fiveash for a called strike. Dalton, 0-for-2, three trips to the plate in this ballgame. Last time up, drew a four-pitch walk and received an RBI in the fifth. The 2-1. Fastball driven in the air to right center. It's going to get down for a base hit. First knock of the ballgame for Dalton Fiveash, a leadoff hit for Wisconsin Rapids in the top of inning number seven. Line is finalized for Brandon Brust out of the Fond du Lac bullpen, the right-hander. Going 3 2/3 innings, allowing two hits, an earned run, walking four and not striking out a Rafter, throwing 59 pitches this evening. Eight combined walks from Dock Spider pitching so far tonight. The first pitch to Gabe Casso. Curveball right in there for a called strike. Casso, the Rafter designated hitter, is 0-for-2 tonight in his three trips, reached on a seven-pitch walk back in the second. Not much of a lead for Fiveash off first base as the 0-1 delivery misses up and away to even the count. Wickman on the season, three appearances, yet to record a decision in his 2 2/3 innings pitched. The 1-1. Swung on and missed. Casso chasing in the dirt. Count now 1-2. Last time out for Wickman. 2/3 of an inning pitched at the Duck Pond on the fifth against Madison. An 18-8. Mallard victory. Did not allow a hit, but the left-hander allowed four earned runs facing six hitters, walking two and striking out one as the 1-2 foul tip in and out of the glove of Tyler Stack, getting another life here as Gabe Casso. Longest outing of the season for Wickman was his first appearance in the Northwoods League when an inning and a third at Duluth on July 27th. Two hits allowed, no earned runs. Those runs against Madison were the first he's allowed all summer. The 1-2 fastball misses high to even the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Big start for Fondy in the ballgame, getting four of their six runs in the first. As the 2-2. Foul tip right back to the catcher, Stack off his chest protector, count remains. The Rafters, they're looking to avoid being swept here in this home-and-home series. Two-two delivery, shot in the air to right. Strickler trying to cut it down in the gap, laying out, he makes the catch. Back-to-back nights with a web gem for the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders out in right field. That is the first out of the inning. Last night was Miles Vandenhoevel's home run robbery of Aiden Teal in the third. Tommy Gobranson hit by a pitch his last time up in the fifth inning. Left-hander Wickman potentially just a pitch away from getting out of the frame if he can generate a ground ball off the bat of the rafter, shortstop right here. First pitch. Broken back rounder up the middle. Berrigan glove slips to second one. The throw to first is in time. That is an inning-ending 6-4-3 double play off the bat of Tommy Gulbranson. Wickman faces the minimum here in the seventh. It is stretch time here at Hare Baker Field. The Noxbiters lead the Rafters 6-4 right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But pre-diabetes does, with early diagnosis.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
We're having a party!
And you're invited!
It's happening in the WFHR parking lot.
And it's Wednesday, August 14th from 12 to 6 p.m.
We're going to have food trucks and giveaways and face painting.
Balloon animals, WFHR merch, music requests, and much, much more.
We'll host the party, play your music requests, and all you need to do is show up.
On Wednesday, August 14th, noon to 6 p.m. in our parking lot.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Mr. Berrigan leading off the bottom of inning seven here from Hare Baker Field. Back to the mound for your Rafters, the right-hander Josh Novak on WFHR. First pitch fastball. Missing low to Berrigan for ball one. And Yakum returning to here on locally grown radio, game 68 of our 70 games late this summer. 1-0 pitch, foul tip into the glove of Castro Duggar. Count evens up at a ball and a strike. Berrigan in the ballgame, an RBI double back in the first. He later scored. Last time up, inning ending, five unassisted fielder's choice in the fourth. Novak's 1-1. Fouled away down the first base side. Out into the stands. It is now 1-2. Four runs on six hits and an error for Wisconsin Rapids. Six runs, eight hits and two errors for Fond du Lac. Final matchup between these two teams here in the 2024 summer. Novak in his second inning of relief work, following up the Raptor starter tonight, Noah Willingham. 1-2, off speed on the inside corner, got him looking. Berrigan frozen and down on strikes for the first out of this seventh inning. Travis Strickler aboard in two of his three trips to the plate in this ballgame. Last time up, led off the fifth on a four-pitch walk and later scored. Also drew a five-pitch walk in the first at Strickler. Novak on the first base side of the rubber. First pitch to the Fond du Lac right fielder, misses upstairs. Strickler, a highlight reel play, diving catch. Robin gave Casso of a hit in the top half of this seventh frame. Novak's 1-0. Pass ball missing outside for ball two. Three arms used on the Fond du Lac side so far tonight. Chase Midbon, Brandon Brust, and Ethan Wickman. 2-0. Back to the heater. That one catches the outer edge to make it 2-1. Willingham, 5 innings of work on the Rapids side. The former Rochester Honker eating up some innings for Kirk Schreider's staff here tonight. 2-1 misses outside. 3 straight fastballs from Novak. It's a 3-1 count here for Strickler. It's turned into now a chilly Thursday night on the road. 3-1 delivery fouled away down the third base side. It's all right, always come prepared. I make it a point on every single road trip. Could be 87 and sunny in the forecast. I always have sleeves in my bag. You've got to be prepared. Especially look at Monday night against Minnesota. When that rain got really bad, it was important to have some sleeves as the 3-2 pitch misses low for ball four. It's a 6-pitch walk for Strickler. His 3rd free pass taken here tonight. Cleanup spot in the final act order with the designated hitter Aiden Jolly. He's 0-3 tonight. Last time up flew out to Aiden Teal in center field back in the 5th. I want to say that rain Monday night against Minnesota, the worst storms we have seen in terms of having a home game in the yard on that same night in Wisconsin Rapids. First pitch to Jolly, hit in the air to shallow left. Walker Buchanan coming in on it, drawing back is the shortstop to make the catch, that being Tommy Gulbranson, 2 down here in the 7th. Caden Shapiro, a 2-hit ball game. Singled back in the 5th, had an RBI double and scored in the 1st. Novak looking to work out of this inning. 2 scoreless out of the Raptors stable and get him back into the box, trailing by 2 with only 6 outs to work with. Josh Novak set the first pitch. Fastball on the outside corner, called a strike. Just got a notification across my phone and watch. Want to give a shout-out to former Raptor pitcher Maddox Thornton. Posted an Instagram story picture here tonight of my setup at Hare Baker Field in honor of the final road game this season. It's the 0-1 swung on and missed, and Maddox liked my story. A shout-out him. He was fun to watch this season. Made his final outing a couple of weeks ago back on Sunday the 28th back at Witter Field. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, and a runner on first. The payoff pitch. Fastball missing up and away for ball 1. Funny to think that's how the road slate ends on the season. Beginning here in Fond du Lac, what feels like it was years ago, as opposed to, you know, just 2.5 months. The 1-2. Breaking ball got him swinging. Pyro chasing in the dirt, drop 3rd strike. Duggar applying the tag, and that'll retire the side. Josh Novak, 2 scoreless innings out of the Raptor bullpen. We are through 7 here at Hare Baker Field. It is the Dock Spiders 6 and the Raptors 4 right here on 97.5 FM. 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Take the day to recover and call El Cafe and order tacos to go. Choice of chicken, beef, chorizo, topped with lettuce, cheese, and pico for only $2 a taco. Add french fries for $1. Call El Cafe 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids, or online at greenwayrv.com.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top eight here at Harry Baker Field, 6-4 the score. Fond du Lac leading your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters for some Thursday night baseball. Andy Ockham returning to you here on WFHR. Thanking you so much as always for hanging out on WFHR. More Raptor baseball for you all summer long. Aiden Teal leading off the inning, top of the order against the new pitcher into the ballgame, JT Hocker. First pitch breaking ball. Called a strike on the Raptor center fielder. 6 runs on 8 hits and 2 errors for Fond du Lac. 4 runs, 6 hits, and an error for Wisconsin Rapids. 1 delivery bounced in to even the count. Just one inning tonight for the left-hander Ethan Wickman out of the bullpen. 1 hit. No walks or strikeouts on 12 pitches. Got an inning-ending 4-6-3 double play off the bat of Landon Gaz. The bases were loaded an inning ago with 1 out. 1-1 to Teal. Tap back to the mound. The right-hander honkers gloves and throws to first in time. It's a 1-3 put out of Teal. Second straight at-bat where he's done that. Hocker is a native of Madison, Wisconsin. From the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point. The Rafters having a couple pitchers their roster throughout the year from UW-Stevens Point, Nick Paulson and Sidney Ferry. So we have a couple of our Raptor interns from UWSP. As the first pitch to Jorge Degatti, missing downstairs. That would be Jack Weber, the hospitality intern. So if you've been to Winterfield this season and see all those coolers stocked up with the drinks, whether in the rat trap, wherever, running around doing 8 million things, the guy that's always on the move, that's Jack. It's the 1-0 fastball check swing. Jorge went around, count 1-1. As well, Abby Look, our graphic design intern and our video board operator. So all those player cards out on the scoreboard, those are from them as well. Fantastic work from all of our interns this summer. Happy that we get to end the summer slate in Wisconsin Rapids. Count 2-1, that breaking ball missing low on Degatti. Bjorn Lordoy on deck, Buchanan to follow. 2-1 misses outside for ball three. Hocker's on the season. 6 games appeared in. 6 2/3 innings pitch. Eyesore of an ERA at 17.55 and a 3.15 whip. The 3-1. Runs inside and hits him. Right on the elbow guard of Degatti. He will take his base and reach for the third time today. Tying run to the plate now for the Raptors, that being the right fielder Orlando Lordoy. Last time out for Hockers, 2/3 of an innings pitched. 3 hits allowed, 6 earned runs, walked a pair, did not collect a strikeout facing 8 logger hitters. How about this score? 21-12 back here at Harry Baker Field on August 4th. After Lordoy, it's Walker Buchanan and Cashel Duggar. The first pitch to Lordoy. This is high for ball one. Rafters looking to chip back into this ball game. Had 3 in the 3rd, 1 in the 5th. Looking to back their starting pitcher tonight, Noah Willingham. It's the 1-0. Swing and a miss, count evens 1-1. I've also been informed that all the Raptor interns are actually listening to this ballgame right now, so I want to say what's up to all of them. I know they're celebrating our on-field MC, Hadley Peters' birthday. It was her birthday a couple of days ago. We got to celebrate it at Winterfield, which was pretty cool. You don't always get to celebrate your birthday at the ballpark, and I know with me having a winter birthday, I'd certainly like to be at a baseball game rather than stuck inside my house these Midwest winters. That's one thing. Another aspect of being from the Midwest that everyone can relate to is how bad those winters are, man. They're brutal. I want to give all them a shout out right now, is the 2-1 fastball to Lordoy is called a strike. As I was saying earlier, it's a great way to finish out our season. Wouldn't want to do it any other place than Winterfield. Obviously, would rather be in the playoffs, but that's not an option. Being at home is better than being anywhere else. 2-2 the count, one out, runner on first, the payoff pitch. Off speed, missing low and inside to make it a full count. Big chance here for this middle of the order to come through. Raptors have not led in this ball game so far tonight. The 3-2. Lordoy taps it foul right off his ankle. We'll do it again. Look at all the great Raptors we've had this season. Obviously, the roster being rather thin here in the final three games, and understandably so. Guys having to go back for school. So other guys leaving earlier in the year for an opportunity to play at a different level. You look at Sidney Ferry, mentioned UW Stevens Pointers earlier on. Currently out in the United Shore Professional Baseball League in his home state of Michigan. The next 3-2, runner takes off for second. Lordoy on the ground, foul down the first base line. You look at Jack Matthew as well, mentioned him earlier in the broadcast. One of the three Raptor All-Star selections. Getting a chance, despite not getting drafted, to sign with the San Diego Padres. Which is super awesome. I was able to see a video of him the other day online catching in one of the rookie ball games. Already in action, less than a month after playing in the Northwoods League, as the 3-2 breaking ball misses high for ball four. It's an 8-pitch walk to Orlando Lordoy. His third walk drawn to the ball game. Two aboard, one down, and the batter is Walker Buchanan. Another multi-hit game for Buchanan. I will say, Fond du Lac plays some of the weirdest park music for opposing batters out of anywhere we've been to this season. If we want to reflect on where we've been this season, getting the Reese's Puffs jingle there for Walker Buchanan as the first pitch runs inside and hits him. Second time he's been hit in this ball game, and the bases are now loaded for Cashel Duggar. That's been an issue for Fond du Lac tonight. They lead it by two runs. They've walked eight, and they've now hit four. Douglas Coe making the strut out to the mound. The Doc Spider field manager potentially seeing enough here from the right-hander JT Hawkers. Could either be that or infield going over what they want to do with Cashel Duggar climbing into the left-handed batter's box here. Just going over more Raptors who are awesome to get to know this year. Mason Onati as well. Actually made his way up to the Winterfield press box following his final game last Friday to say goodbye to those of us who were up there and thanked everyone for all their work this year. It's always cool to get the appreciation from those and knowing that, hey, sometimes, you know, your work might go unnoticed, even though you know how hard you're working and what you're doing. But to get that recognition from the players is pretty sweet, and the coaches as well. It's made it all more worth the while. Cashel Duggar, four plate appearances today. 0-for-0. No at-bats recorded yet. Has walked three times and was hit by a pitch back in the third inning. A first pitch breaking ball from Hawkers is called a strike. Max McGuire as well, his three grand slams at Winterfield. Some of the best moments of the summer coming off the bat of the Irvine, California native. A one fastball missing downstairs to even the count at 1-1. Already talked about Maddox Thornton, just other guys that had done well and were just good dudes to be around. Had a laundry list of them this year as the 1-1 is swung on and missed. Count now 1-2. Even though he was in addition later in the first half, beginning of the second half, Bryson Moore, a flat-out stud. He was fun to watch pitching. I heard Colin Kapoor say this the other night on the TV broadcast. Looking forward to following that UVA Cavs team this year. I second that. We'll definitely be tuning into as many Virginia games as I can this spring. The 1-2. This is outside to even the count on Duggar. Two balls and two strikes. A short stay for Chris Arroyo, but man, did he make an impact. At some of the farthest home run balls, whether at home or on the road this season, that I've seen, you know, in quite some time covering baseball. Heck, I was in independent ball last year, and some of the guys there weren't hitting the ball nearly as far as Arroyo did, as the 2-2 breaking ball is in there for a called third strike. And after that hard-fought battle for JT Hawkers, Douglas Coe's coming out to the mound, and it appears now he's going to take the ball from the young right-hander. We will have a pitching change here at Hare Baker Field. The bases are loaded with two outs. Landon Gaz, the hitter, when we return here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an Earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-bodded dad to eat more plants, for the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. A public service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
New pitcher into the ballgame for Fond du Lac. That's the right-hander from Westcliff University and from Oceanside, California, Dylan Jaquez. A former Rafter, Jaquez threw in three games for Wisconsin Rapids last summer. The bases are loaded, and there are two down here in the top of the eighth. First pitch to Landon Gaz. The outside corner called a strike. Jaquez this season, seven outings, and a 1-0 record in 8 2/3 innings pitched for Fond du Lac. 6-4 the score. Andy Ockham returning to here from Hare Baker Field on WFHR. 0-1 swung on and missed. Count nothing and two. Those two pitches from Jaquez at 68 and 69 miles an hour. Could be a position player by trade type situation. Either way, Landon Gaz has been thrown off his timing here in the eighth. The payoff. That one just misses up and away. Count now 1-2. Stigatti on third, Lordoy on second, Buchanan on first. Could be a huge turning point in the ballgame right here. Gaz thus far, 1-for-4, an RBI single back in the third inning. The 1-2. On a line to short, Berrigan coming in to make the catch and retire the side. Rafters leave the bases loaded here in the eighth inning. It remains 6-4 Fond du Lac. To the home half we go right here from Hare Baker Field on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything, helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people, a neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last?
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.